that's the sound from the cabin of an airplane descending into Barrow, Alaska. On board are two Oklahoma filmmakers, Beau Jennings and Bradley Beasley, heading to shoot footage for a documentary that retraces the footsteps of Oklahoma's favorite son, Will Rogers. Two Oklahomans, that is, flying into Alaska to shoot a scene on the fateful 1935 plane crash of two other Okies, Will Rogers and Wiley Post.
We made a number of jokes about a couple Okies flying back to Barrow, Alaska, and wondered how smart we were to do so.
Beau Jennings grew up in Inola, Oklahoma, just about 26 miles southeast of Will Rogers' hometown of Ulaga. He remembers visiting the Will Rogers Memorial Museum in Claremore when he was young, and he recalls stories of Rogers as told by his grandfather Merle. Jennings refers to Rogers as his hero, but he was very careful not to aggrandize Rogers' legacy or turn the film into an obsessive quest to bring Rogers into the forefront of everyone's mind.
I wasn't necessarily trying to praise Will Rogers or promote him, if that makes sense. He's someone that I admire greatly and someone that I do take a lot of inspiration from, but I wanted to approach it from a very objective and open-minded perspective.
The film, titled The Verdigris in Search of Will Rogers, comes off as an endearing and sincere journey by Jennings to learn as much as he can about his hero. And it was a journey. The Verdigris was shot on location in Oklahoma, Arkansas, New York, California, and Alaska. The latter trip included an adventurous 15-mile ride to the actual crash site.
So we had to take these four-wheelers along the Arctic Sea, along on the beach, and our guide, as he was picking us up, he said, "Oh, I got to run by my house and get my clip." And I'm thinking, why do we need guns out here? That sounds crazy, but there were polar bear sightings and we were in the wild for sure.
The film was also a journey in regards to the amount of time and the barriers of being a first-time filmmaker. Since forming the initial idea for the project in 2007, Jennings, who's mostly known as a musician, moved from Brooklyn to Austin and back to Oklahoma again. He also got married and became a father of two. Music was the starting point in this project for Jennings. He performed several original songs in the film at locations of their inspiration and recorded a total of 13 songs for a companion album that has been released on vinyl. But making a film was an entirely different challenge. Jennings needed the know-how and experience, which he found abundant in Beasley, a friend and producer well known for his own documentaries, such as Okie Noodling and Sweethearts of the Prison Rodeo.
He asked a lot of hard questions of me, saying, you need to figure these things out. You need to answer this question and this question, or you don't have a film. You know, this isn't just going to happen. So really indebted to his expertise and the degree to which he challenged me to find the narrative.
The primary focus of The Verdigris is aimed at Will Rogers, but it also seems to tell a larger tale of how people pass down stories through generations. Whether it's Perry Okpieha retelling his grandfather Claire's story of witnessing the fateful crash in Alaska, or Chris Trail recalling family stories of Will Rogers eating at the downtown Tulsa location of his family's restaurant, Ike's Chili, the telling and retelling of stories is central to the film. Through stories, ideas and memories are kept alive, not only of their subjects, but also of, as Jennings says, the connections we make between storyteller and listener.
The connection that those stories create between people is what it really comes down to. A lot of what I remember about my grandfather are the stories he told me. Some of those were about Will Rogers. I think that's kind of the meat of what the film is about. It's exploring what those stories mean to you and to what degree that they do. Well, I grew up on this river, I know you did too. And I can't help but see a line there from me to you. I try to get
get a better look at just whatever it is. Whatever you sent floating down the vertebrates. I feel it welling up inside, I feel the way start to speak. I used to ask all kinds of questions, now I just believe. Well, I used to be fluent, used to roll off my lips. Now the only thing going is the vertebrates.
The Verdigris makes its world premiere at the Dead Center Film Festival in Oklahoma City on Saturday at 12:30 p.m. and Sunday at 5:45 p.m. Both screenings take place inside Harkins Theaters in Bricktown. More information can be found at theverdigrisfilm.com or deadcenterfilm.org.